This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Canley. The debate over electoral reform in New Hampshire continues as Democratic lawmakers now make up the majority of both the House and Senate. NHPR's politics and policy reporter Casey McDermott joins us now to talk about the party's efforts regarding voter issues. Morning, Casey.
Good morning, Rick.
Okay, so Casey, New Hampshire Democrats have criticized the GOP's proposals for electoral reform for years. Now that they have the majority in the legislature, how are they moving to carry out their agenda?
Yeah, so, you know, flashing back to the midterm campaigns, this is something we heard a lot about on the campaign trail, whether that was in the governor's race, the race for Congress, and, of course, the race for the legislature, which is where we're seeing a lot of movement on this issue right now. And I think it's also important to kind of step back and look at the bigger picture, and that this is something that both parties have taken an interest in dealing with at the legislative level for the past decade, really.
Yeah, we have heard so much about it.
Yeah, totally. And I think, you know, obviously this is an overgeneralization, but I think broadly speaking, what we've seen is that when Republicans are in the majority, they tend to try to pass laws and do pass laws that add voting requirements or just add steps to the process to kind of button up what they view as loopholes in the state's voting systems. When Democrats are in the majority, I think broadly speaking, they try to pass laws to expand voting access and in some cases loosen voting restrictions, which is what we're seeing this time around.
You set up these partisan divides here. That's the big picture. What does that look like in terms of the actual changes that Democrats are pushing now?
So I think one of the biggest things that we're seeing this session is that Democrats really want to roll back changes that Republicans passed over the last few years around residency and domicile rules. So basically determining what kind of requirements people have to meet in order to be able to vote in New Hampshire. There are two big bills on the table right now that are basically verbatim removing restrictions that Republicans put in place. And these Democratic bills have been already shepherded through the House Election Law Committee, but they haven't yet come up for a full vote in the House. When they do, I would expect them to break along pretty partisan lines, as we've discussed.
And, you know, we mentioned this at the beginning here. There's a lot of history here. How does the Democratic agenda fit in with the way the debate over electoral reform has evolved over, say, the past decade?
Yeah, it's been really pendulum-like. I spent some time, you know, in the last few weeks and just over the last few years of covering this, looking at past coverage of other electoral debates at the State House. And really, since the early to mid-2000s, there's been a big back and forth almost every 2 years, like clockwork, between Republicans and Democrats over election laws. And, you know, many of the bills that I talked about above with regard to domicile, residency, but also things that we're seeing around, you know, maybe absentee voting, expanding the use of that, addressing things like how people register and maybe introducing the opportunity to register at the DMV. These are things that we've seen in past legislative sessions. But I think what we're seeing this time around is that the Democrats are really coming off of an election where they had a lot of momentum behind them. They swept back control of both chambers of the State House. And I think they're really trying to channel their energy into passing those things this time around because they happen to have, you know, a lot of energy behind their control of the legislature.
And as you said, it was a major campaign issue.
Yes.
Now, Casey, there's a whole other side of this outside of the legislature. There are ongoing legal battles on these voting laws that were put in place by the previous legislature. Can you give us a brief overview of what's happening in the courts right now?
Yeah. So there's a lot of action on the legal side. The ACLU of New Hampshire just sued recently over one of those Republican voter residency bills that I mentioned earlier. In the past decade or so, the ACLU has been a big player in the courts on, you know, fighting against some of the residency restrictions and other voting measures with the state's election systems. Just yesterday, actually, the New Hampshire Democratic Party filed their own federal lawsuit against the same bill that the ACLU is suing against. So those will both be kind of, you know, cases to watch moving forward. And then what's also kind of worth noting is that we're seeing a real feedback mechanism between what's happening at the State House and what's happening in the courts, where there are things that are going on in some of these lawsuits, some of the ones that maybe predate the ones that I just mentioned with regard to the ACLU and the New Hampshire Democratic Party, where a court order will mention something and then lawmakers will move to change something that was mentioned in that court order at the State House. And that's happening with regard to both parties trying to kind of tinker with legislation in order to, you know, work around what the courts are saying. So I think what we're seeing again is this kind of, you know, loop where one spurs the other and it's kind of going on and on.
And there's always plenty to watch.
Exactly.
And I'm sure that you'll be doing that for us. NHPR's Casey McDermott, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rick.
You can visit NHPR.org to find more of Casey's reporting on voting reform here in New Hampshire. This is Morning Edition from NHPR.